It was 22 years ago in a shiny new mall in downtown Syracuse that the Central Library set up housekeeping. But where department stores and food courts once enticed visitors, now offices and specialty shops rule. Dramatic changes have also taken place at the library.
When this library opened, there were 30 librarians, but they spent time doing things like filing carts. Now we have 17 librarians, and the work that took up their time is being done in totally different ways.
Elizabeth Daly is executive director of the Onondaga County Public Library System, and she says these changes reflect the explosion of new technology, but also an era where dwindling government funds mean fewer dollars for things like libraries.
Here's one position we lost. We used to have a receptionist.
Doreen Milcarrick is Central Library Administrator. She's seen 10% of the workforce laid off in recent years, with certain programs being curtailed because there's no one to staff them in the sprawling 121,000-square-foot facility that includes five floors and a basement. So the changes that are being considered by Onondaga County would condense much of the library and allow for better programming at a facility that doesn't need the same kind of space it had two decades ago.
We don't need that much space for print material anymore, and as far as how much, you know, that's yet to be determined. But we know we will have less print materials.
So what to do with what could be called a dinosaur of a library at the Galleries of Syracuse?
You would walk in and have 30,000 square feet spread out right in front of you. That would be your library. It would have children's maybe separated in one area. It would have all the public access computers. It would have the look of our current browse about, where you could find the books and materials that you need. And if the architects go along, it would be open to the second floor. And on the second floor, you would have your local history, the services to people with disabilities.
And while things spread out on the first two floors of the library, the county, which owns the facility, would either rent or sell the third or fourth floors, bringing the total square footage down to 90,000 square feet. But this central library does need some extra space because of its role in the Onondaga County library system.
We also are the system headquarters for delivery, so all the materials that go from Tully to Brewerton Library for the convenience of the patron to pick up there. They come through this library, they're sorted. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes operations that go on here.
The other thing the library will emphasize, public space for meetings and clubs, which now is more important than ever.
And this, again, is a trend that we have seen in libraries all over the country. People do spend a lot of time at work or at home, maybe on their own computer. It's kind of an isolating thing, so they crave this interaction.
The other thing that would be different is that instead of being accessed from inside the galleries, which librarians admit was confusing, there would be a street-level entrance, which also plays into the changing emphasis of downtown into more of a residential area.
We see our redesign of the Central Library as playing into that. We'll have a Salina Street level presence.
All this change would cost $7.7 million. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney is proposing the county borrow $5.2 million and get the rest through a state grant. It is part of the budget proposal lawmakers will vote on next week. Milcarrick believes it's something that needs to happen.
It was a cutting-edge library at the time it was built, but library needs, patrons' needs have changed.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.